Hey, everybody, welcome to the Charlie Kirk Show. This is Andrew Colvett in for Charlie Kirk, who's on assignment today at the University of Pittsburgh with Vivek Ramaswamy. But we got to get into it. Gavin Newsom has signed three new abysmal, destructive, frightening laws in California to quell free speech. And I go through it, and I go through exactly what's happening with the censorship industrial complex. It's scary stuff, folks. They have an agenda. They want to quell your speech, and I break it all down right here. We explain the laws. We explain what they do and why they're so dangerous to the future of this republic. If you like what we do here on the show, if it means something to you, please consider becoming a member today at members.charliekirk.com. It's where we give you exclusive content, a first look at interviews. You want the first look. You want exclusive access. You want to be a part of our AMAs on Friday. Join members.charliekirk.com, members.charliekirk.com. You also get discounts to our events, and you get access to the members-only lounge where Charlie is conducting interviews with some of the most important people in the movement and in the country. You got to join members.charliekirk.com. It's the place to be. So it helps us out a lot when you do. Please consider doing it today. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com.
So let's talk about what happened this morning. We woke up, and instantly the news was that there had been a potential third attempt on President Trump's life. Reports came in that the rally that's going on this afternoon in Long Island, that an explosive device was found in one of the vehicles that was attempting to enter the rally, and that it was detected by a canine unit. The person instantly fled. Daily Mail reported this. It went everywhere. And then we found out it was a false alarm. Thankfully, it was a false alarm. But that was the big pop this morning. Everybody was on it. Our whole team was activated, and we were looking for details. And then Nassau police came out and said it was a false alarm. Reports are false. So thank goodness there. But to the extent that it was believable, to the extent that we all assumed it was probably accurate reporting, nerves were frayed. It was certainly a "oh, here we go again" moment. And of course, why would we not think that? The press has been telling us for the last couple of days that Trump brings this violence on himself, that he is too provocative, he's too combative. And so the press has been victim shaming President Trump, who survived not one but two assassination attempts. So why wouldn't there be a third? Many people are already predicting that there will be a third. You had Senators Tuberville and Lee and Marshall and Blackburn hold a press conference yesterday demanding that President Trump get the same detail that Joe Biden has, which is absolutely 100% right. It should have been that way after the first assassination attempt in Butler. But let's get to the core of what that argument is. The core of that argument is that Trump uses his speech irresponsibly. That Trump is not the victim, he is the provocateur that inspires these threats against his life. And this news comes on the heels of something that happened last night, where Gavin Newsom signed three different bills, all designed to combat election misinformation. So let's go ahead and play cut 82. And you're going to see this smug guy, Gavin Newsom, on stage, just playing to the audience as if everybody in the planet agrees with his approach to censorship. If you didn't hate him before, Watch this clip, and I certainly would think that you will hate him now. Play cut 82.
There are a lot of deepfakes out there. There's not a lot of disclosure. There's not a lot of labeling. So among the many AI bills that are on the desk are three specific election-related bills.
And then do you want to sign some laws?
Why waste your time with a politician unless they're going to do something for you?
There's two. Two are signed, and three are signed.
And this is now official. That is now injunctive relief if you do any of those deep fake election misrepresentations. So that's how easy it is to govern in California.
Yeah, it's how easy it is to govern in California because they've made it a single-party state. And any of the voices that attempt to rise up to combat this insanity, the far left radicalism, they censor, whether that's in the state legislature or they completely marginalize to the fringes of society. Or if you're Larry Elder, our colleague at Salem Radio Network, they call him the black face of white supremacy. But these three bills are pretty scary. One of the bills, taking effect immediately, makes it illegal to create and publish deepfakes related to elections 120 days before Election Day and 60 days thereafter. Another bill Newsom signed requires political campaigns to disclose whether their ads were made with the assistance of AI. The third law, known as the Defending Democracy from Deepfake Deception Act, requires social media platforms with more than 1 million users in California to label or remove AI deepfakes within 72 hours of receiving a complaint. If they don't, a court can compel them. Now, understanding the history of where this bill comes from is part of the story here. This bill was a response to a parody deepfake of Kamala Harris that Elon Musk posted online. So we can actually pull that original tweet up here, 85. So this is Gavin Newsom going on Twitter, taking a direct shot at Elon Musk. He said, manipulating a voice in an ad, quote unquote ad, like this one should be illegal. I'll be signing a bill in a matter of weeks that makes sure it is. To which Elon Musk replied, 84, I'm gonna probably skip part of his reply. He said, I checked with renowned world authority, Professor play on words here. And he said parody is legal in America, and he shrugs. I'm going to play the entire parody clip that Elon Musk played originally, which inspired this reaction from Mussolini in California. Now, I am a California resident. I'm here for a variety of reasons, certainly not the tax base and not even the weather. More of a family situation. Nevertheless, there are millions of us that are in California, which is still supposed to be part of America, where the First Amendment is sacrosanct. But we are seeing a very disturbing trend, and Gavin Newsom is certainly not alone in this. But here is a deeper problem with what Gavin Newsom is doing. Look at the New York Times. The New York Times wrote that, quote, the three laws could offer a roadmap for regulators across the country who are attempting to slow the spread of the manipulative content powered by artificial intelligence. This is how the New York Times creates left-wing elite opinion people.
The last couple of years have been very tough on people economically. A lot of good folks have gotten into horrible debt just to survive. Some of you are paying 20 to 30% on your credit card debt and drowning in those monthly bills. If you own your own home, did you know that refinancing that home can help get you help right now? I can hear it now, but Charlie, I have a 3.5% rate and I can't refi. Don't be a slave to the rate. Talk to my good friends, Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian. Let them crunch the numbers for you and show you. I've used them. They're amazing. I can't say enough good stuff about them. You can consolidate and pay off all your debt, lower your payments, save thousands in interest, and possibly even pay your home off sooner. Go to andrewandtodd.com. That's andrewandtodd.com. Fill out their form, and they'll give you a call, and you can review the math together and see if it works for you. Get relief at andrewandtodd.com today.
This is how the censorship industrial complex is born. This is the way it grows. This is the way it spreads. This is the way it's normalized. When you have outlets like the New York Times stating that this could offer a roadmap for regulators across the country who are attempting to slow the spread of the manipulative content powered by artificial intelligence. One state acts, and then their roadmap is copied by everyone else. So let's just state the facts here really quick. These bills are flagrantly anti-constitutional. Parody and satire are protected by the First Amendment. This is well-established law. If California wants AI content to be labeled, I suppose fine, okay? But you can't ban the creation of satire. People have tried this, and they failed. Our laws on this are robust. What this really is the panicked, feeble attempts at a crumbling regime to crack down on dissent and the exercise of the First Amendment that the regime doesn't like. This is no different than what they're doing in Brazil, folks. And I'll prove it to you. Listen to their own words. Cut 89 is a compilation of recent statements by Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, and Hillary Clinton, three of the leading voices of the American left. Play cut 89.
We will hold social media platforms accountable for the hate infiltrating their platforms because they have a responsibility to help fight against this threat to our democracy. And if you profit off of hate, if you act as a megaphone for misinformation or cyber warfare, if you don't police your platforms, we are going to hold you accountable.
I think we need to push back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy.
But I also think there are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda. And whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrent.
Folks, this, as the New York Times calls it, is not a roadmap for smart regulation. This is a blueprint for tyranny. And this is what the left believes. This is what they have become. They used to be the party of free speech and protest at Berkeley, fighting the war machine. Now they are the machine. They are the Dick Cheney, Hillary Clinton, John Bolton neocons reincarnated as the American Democrat Party that says that they want to protect the little guy. It's garbage. It's a lie. And they are broadcasting their next moves. If you elect Kamala Harris, the entire, it is not a stretch to say, I know this sounds like cliche, but it is not a stretch to say that the entire country will soon look like California. That this, these three bills outlawing parody will soon travel the course of the country and be law in enough states, and enough people will be prosecuted that it will quell and silence and chill the First Amendment. One of our most sacrosanct rights as Americans will be on the chopping block. You can say, rest in peace, 1A. And by the way, rest in peace, 2A. These people really do believe in this. This is the blob. This is the Bolshevik blob coming for you next. You don't believe me? Well, check out Meme 88. This was published in 2016 by Douglas Mackey, going under the pseudonym Publius Gaius, at the Ricky Vaughn. He's facing 10 years for this meme. I'm with her. Go Hillary. Void the line, vote from home, text Hillary to 59925. It was a joke. So this roadmap that they say California is creating for the rest of the country has already been created. And patient zero is Douglas Mackey, also Alex Jones. You see, if you don't use the free speech, quote unquote free speech, the way the regime wants you to, then you will be criminally liable. This is all connected to what they're doing to Donald Trump right now. Donald Trump isn't using his free speech the way the regime wants. And so guess what? He deserves to be killed. He's brought this on himself. Okay, so without further ado, I want to play this parody video that got Gavin Mussolini in such a twist. What set off this newest censorship burst from the left wingers in California. Now, let me just say, this is parody. Part of it is deep fake, you would call it. Part of it is used is created with AI. But the truth that it underscores is what's important. I would not call this ad misleading in one sense, because the truth of parody is sometimes more easily accessible and more poignant than normal clips or normal tweets or normal statements. That is the power of parody. In another way, that's the power of memes. They sort of get to a truth that's deeper, easily accessible, and more poignant and powerful than if you just said it straight up. Now, one of the reasons the left doesn't like it is because the left can't meme. We talk about this often. One of the reasons Donald Trump was elected in 2016 was because we memed it into existence. It doesn't mean that those memes are dishonest. It doesn't mean that they're misleading on the one hand. It means that they reveal a deeper truth. That is the power of parody. That is the power of satire. And those are constitutionally protected rights that Americans enjoy. Those are God-given rights. Now, the left doesn't believe in God, mostly, or at all, depending on how you look at it. And so they don't believe in inherent rights, as our founders did. And so everything that is inconvenient to them, they are able to regulate, censor, obliterate through legislation. With all of those caveats, please play Cut 81.
I, Kamal Harris, senior Democrat candidate for president, because Joe Biden finally exposed his senility at the debate. Thanks, Joe. I was selected because I am the ultimate diversity hire. I'm both a woman and a person of color. So if you criticize anything I say, you're both sexist and racist. I may not know the first thing about running the country, but remember, that's a good thing if you're a deep state puppet. I had 4 years under the tutelage of the ultimate deep state puppet, a wonderful mentor, Joe Biden. Joe taught me rule number one, carefully hide your total incompetence. I take insignificant things and I discuss them as if they're significant. And I believe that exploring the significance of the insignificant is in itself significant.
Talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time, and there is such great significance to the passage of time.
Another trick is trying to sound black. I pretend to celebrate Kwanzaa, and in my speeches, I always do my best Barack Obama impression.
So hear me when I say, I know Donald Trump's type.
And okay, look, maybe my work addressing the root causes of the border crisis were catastrophic, but my knowledge of international politics is truly shocking.
The United States shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea. It is an alliance that is strong and enduring.
And just remember, when voting this November, it is important to see what can be unburdened by what has been. And by what has been, I mean Joe Biden. Do you think the country went to over the past 4 years? You ain't seen nothing yet.
Gillette. All right, so obviously satire, obviously a joke, obviously not a real ad that was put out by the Kamala Harris campaign. And yet this really tweaked her comrade in California, Gavin Newsom. So much so that he was willing to sign three pieces of legislation last night on stage, like a showman, like a show trial showman, trying to intimidate his political opponents into ceasing all parody. And so what have people done? Elon Musk just retweeted it and said it would be a shame if that video went viral. So I encourage all of you, exercise your First Amendment rights and tell the dictators and the tyrants in California that you will not be silenced.
For over 23 years, Selective Search has been America's leading matchmaking authority, especially for conservatives and people of faith. They know the challenges you face trying to find someone who respects your traditional family values and is on the same page politically. So if you are a 35 to 45-year-old man who loves God, loves his country, and wants a family, Selective Search has female clients looking to meet you. And the best part, Selective Search offers 100% complimentary and confidential candidate program for you as they search to match their clients. Some of my dear friends are using the service and speak very highly of it. Men, this is what you've been looking for. Visit SelectiveSearch.com today. This perfect conservative woman is waiting for you. Let the professionals at SelectiveSearch.com surprise you with women already looking for you in Southern California. If you're in Southern California, listen carefully. There's amazing women waiting for you. Go to SelectiveSearch.com today. That's SelectiveSearch.com today. If you're in Southern California, sign up right now and maybe you'll find your partner for the rest of your life. Check it out right now.
But let's compare and contrast, shall we? This is where everything kind of comes full circle. This morning, we were under the impression that President Trump had survived yet a third assassination attempt, would-be assassination attempt, in Long Island. Thankfully, that was untrue. While the left wants to say that these attacks on President Trump's life are all his fault, maybe there's another lesson to be learned here. Perhaps the free speech enjoyed by liberals is fueling much of this. They call him a Nazi. They call him a fascist. They say he wants to be dictator for life. They say he wants to, that if Kamala Harris is elected, there'll be a bloodbath. They repeat ad nauseum the Very Fine People hoax. They say that he's behind Project 25 when he's not. They lie and they smear on a daily basis. They tell you that he is a threat to democracy, that America will be no more if Donald Trump is elected. And they have no problem with their lies. Even 2 days after the second attempted assassination of President Trump, here's KJP, Karine Jean-Pierre, at the White House calling Donald Trump a threat. Play cut 83.
Just to clarify, so sure. You're saying that the president and vice president believe that former President Donald Trump should be toning down his rhetoric?
So I'll say this. President Biden has been clear-eyed about the threat that the former president represents to our democracy. He's been clear-eyed about that.
Oh, he's been clear-eyed about the threat to democracy that President Trump poses to our democracy. The threat that he poses to America and the future of our transatlantic alliances. This is 2 days after the second attempted assassination of President Trump. And Karine Jean-Pierre can't help herself. And what do they say? Well, President Trump brought this on himself. Oh, are you sure? Are you being responsible with the platform and the microphone in front of you? Or have you lost your privilege? KJP, have you lost your privilege and do you need to be held accountable? Should we maybe arrest KJP for inciting violence and stochastic terrorism? I think what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Why not? And you know what? You got to love it because she got her comeuppance real quick. Here is clip 91. This is Fox News' Peter Doocy instantly throwing that back in her face. Play cut 91.
2 days since somebody allegedly tried to kill Donald Trump again. And you're here at the podium in the White House briefing room calling him a threat.
President Biden has been clear-eyed about the threat that the former president represents to our democracy.
How many more assassination attempts on Donald Trump until the president and the vice president and you pick a different word to describe Trump other than threat?
Peter, if anything from this administration, I actually completely disagree with the premise of your question. The question that you're asking, it is also incredibly dangerous in the way that you're asking it. And now for you to make that kind of comment in your question, because your question involved a comment and a statement. And, you know, it is that is also incredibly dangerous.
Oh, I see. So you call President Trump a threat. You call him Hitler. You call him a dictator. You lie about the fact that he is going to be a dictator for life or day or whatever. He's a threat to the future of America. You call him an existential threat. But that's okay if you do it, because you're the regime. You're the blob. You are the supreme authority in the land. And what you say is gospel. But when we notice it, when we notice things like Springfield, Illinois, the town of 50,000 people that's been overrun by 20,000 Haitians, policies enacted by this administration, by Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, when we notice it, we're stirring division. We're to blame for the attacks that come after that. But you notice the way she turns this around too. It's so infuriating, this clip. She says, that's dangerous of you to ask that. I'm allowed to call Donald Trump a threat, even 2 days after he's almost been killed for a second time. This is pure gaslighting. It's pure gaslighting, because at the end of the day, this reveals the fatal flaw in their thinking, is that at some point, if you're going to regulate speech, somebody has to be the regulator. Somebody has to call balls and strikes. And in this instance, the low IQ imbecile standing behind the White House press podium, KJP, says that she's the arbiter here, that she gets to say, actually, it's fine when I call Donald Trump a threat. Never mind that he was almost killed. But you asking me that question, that's dangerous. That's dangerous. Balls and strikes. You're wrong. I'm right. This is like a dark adult version of the game that parents sometimes play with their kids. Stop hitting yourself. Stop hitting yourself. It is wrong think made manifest. This is Orwellian. Big Brother is watching, and Big Brother has a very, very stern warning for you if you step out of line. I'm going to leave you with a little bit of a white pill. Go ahead and throw up image 86. This is a Gallup poll, and it shows the shift in favorability from August. So we're just in September, in the middle of the month. Donald Trump's favorables have increased 5 points. 5 points since August. And what has happened to Kamala Harris? Hers have decreased by 3 points since August. So now she is favorable, only 44% favorable. And guess what? Trump is favorable at 46%. So now Trump is more favorable than Kamala Harris. And that was not the case in August, just 1 month ago. It looks like Brat Summer is turning into disappointing fall. Among independents, now I want to take you back to the post-debate analysis that we played on the show, where you saw something very fascinating. You saw independents tracking with Republicans, and the analyst was very accurate, and she said, we haven't seen this since 2016. But now we see it again. We see independents on immigration, on inflation, on so many different topics, tracking their favorables right along with Republicans. They are nearly in lockstep. There were times on the graph where independents were more favorable about what Donald Trump was saying than even Republicans. So now you have independents, if you want to put that 86 up again, independents now favor Trump 44 and unfavor 53. Now that's underwater, net minus 9. But look at Harris. Independents only have a 35% favorable rating of Kamala Harris and a 60% unfavorable. That's a net underwater of 25 points. She is wildly unpopular with independents, and the election will hinge on independents. States like Arizona, independents have as many registered voters as Republicans or Democrats. It's actually the largest voting bloc in Arizona. If they're breaking 60-35 for President Trump, Arizona is gone. It's off the board for Democrats. They can't cheat enough to make up that difference. Now, when Kamala Harris entered the race, their focus changed a little bit. Joe Biden was all about blue wall. That was his only route. Kamala Harris sought to expand the map, and they went hard in Georgia. They have been spending the daylights out of Georgia. And they have more money, folks. We have to confront that reality. But check this new poll out, 87, throw this up. This is by AJC, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and the University of Georgia. The AJC is essentially the paper of record in Georgia. To the folks listening in Georgia, you know this paper well. It's basically a communist rag, but every so often, they do some good journalism-y, okay? Every so often. Donald Trump is up 47-44 in the state of Georgia, the must-win state of Georgia. We're working very closely at Turning Point Action with the Georgia GOP. We have staff on the ground. It's not one of our chase states. That's Wisconsin and Arizona. And then we have CD7 in Michigan and CD3 in Nevada. But we have a lot of activity, a lot of volunteers. We're coordinating. We're sharing data with the folks in Georgia. So that's a very important state. Donald Trump is now up 47-44. That is wonderful news if you're a Trump supporter. And I'll tell you why. Because Kamala thought she could win that state. She still thinks she can. And they're going to try everything they can to win that state. But to have this poll come out showing Trump up 3 is a huge, huge boon to the Trump campaign. So, folks, stay the course. Do the work. Register voters. Early voting is now upon us in some places. We need to do the work. We need to stay focused. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Talk to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.